Good morning. Today we are going to start the halachas of Kibud Rabbah. Kibud Rabbah, Talmud Chacham. We finished as much as we're going to accomplish in the halachas of Kibud Avim, and now we're moving on in Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya to Siman Reish Mem Beis. And just some thoughts. A lot of the halachas of Kibud Rabbah deal with your Rebbe, who is a Rebbe Muvhak, which means a Rav that somebody learned the majority of his Torah knowledge from, which doesn't very much exist nowadays. Maybe there are some exceptions, unusual exceptions, but for the most part, when we go to school or go to yeshiva, we go to a Rav 1 year, and then we go to a different shir the next year, especially as you go up in education through high school and yeshiva. Shir Aleph is this Rebbe, Shir Bet is this Rebbe. So you never have that attachment of learning the majority of your Torah from a specific Rav. So we're not going to focus on those halachas that deal with the the Rebbe Muvhak, because it's not so halacha l'maisa, but we will cherry-pick some other halachas as it has to do with Kibud Rav and Kibud Talmidei Chachamim. So we're going to go Siman Reish Mem Beis and Yoredeya Sif Yud Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says, and that's our question for the day, is who should be paskening Shilas? And the Shulchan Aruch addresses somebody who is not yet appropriate to be paskening Shilas. So he says, Talmid Shelo Higiyu Lahora. If we have a Talmid as a student, literally a student, but maybe he's a Rav, but he's not, hasn't reached the age of Hora, that being responsible to have enough Torah knowledge and experience to be paskening Shilas, Mora Hareze Shota, and he does teach, he does pasken halachas, this is a Shota, he is a fool, he is a Rasha, he is arrogant, Kasruach, V'alav Ne'amar brings a pasuk, Ki Rabim Chalalim Hipila, he's caused many, many miscarriages. So that is what the what the Shulchan Aruch says. In other words, if it's premature, don't be paskening shailas. And the Ramah adds on and says even worse things. Talmidim haktanim, if you have young talmidim hakovsin the horos that are jumping up, I want to pasken, I want to give my opinion, I want to make a halachic decision, v'leisha barosh, v'leis gadol b'fnei amei aratzim, and they want to be leading everything, they want to be, and he doesn't say this specifically, but wants to be the head of the shul, or wants to be the head of an organization, and paskan shailas, and a real leader in a halachic basis, not a political basis, in front of amei aratzim. What this causes is marbi machlokas, this causes tremendous machlokas, and it destroys, these are very strong words by the Ramah, machrivim ha'olam, it destroys the world. It's very destructive to have the wrong people leading in halachic and even hashkafic matters. Nechabim neira shel Torah, and it will extinguish the light of Torah. The Yamshal Shlomo as well gave a tremendous tochacha, a tremendous rebuke in this vein, and he calls it four words, very interesting words, hanismachim merubim, many people who have smicha, and in other words, they are have authority, or they think that they have authority to be making decisions. However, v'hayodi muatin, but they know so little. So that was the language of the Yamshal Shlomo. But having said all of that, the Rishon Letzion comes and says, "Dim ein kiotzeba." What happens if there's no one else around? We're really talking, according to the Rishon Letzion, as if there are other people around, there are other people who can make these opinions that have more experience, more Torah knowledge, then the younger one or the one with less experience should not be butting his head in and giving his opinion. However, if there's no one else around to be paskening shaylas, then this person has to take a step up. And that would be mikre higia lahora. That is the person who now has no choice. He obviously has to be responsible in how he paskens shaylas, but he would be able to pasken shaylas. And the Birka Yosef says something fascinating, and we'll get into more of this Amir Tzashem next time. He brings in the name of the Radvaz, Dim Lohigia, Yacho Lohoros Mitochab Poskim Vahachuvas. Even if the person has not reached the level of paskening shaylas, so Lohigia, he means he hasn't reached Lohoraa. He doesn't have the knowledge, doesn't have the experience, but nonetheless, he can always open up the Sfarim, look in the Poskim, look in the Tshuvas, and he can look up the answers to things. However, now we have to distinguish, and this is a critical distinction when it comes to paskening shailas or answering questions. We'll see with paskening shailas maybe is not something that he should be doing, because there's a difference between answering questions and paskening shailas. He continues and says, "Avalo yadam milsa lemilsa." He should not compare one thing to another, which means that if it's explicit in the book, it's explicit in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, the Sfarim have the answer to the question, that we won't call for our purposes paskening shailas. That's answering questions. He's looking up Torah information and he's responding when there are questions. If I missed Mashiva Ruach or Mir Natal or whatever it may be, the addition in the Shemoneh Esrei, you have to repeat. Open up a sefer and you get the answer. If I cooked meat and milk together, if I forgot to put on my tefillin, what do I do? Can you do borer on Shabbos? These are obvious things. These are things that you open up, you look in the details, and you find your answers. That is answering questions based on available Torah information. However, what the Radvaz is saying here is if it's a question that's not explicit, but it requires some analysis, and it requires somebody to apply Torah knowledge and extrapolate from information and Torah knowledge that exists to new situations, somebody without experience, that is going to be very problematic. That's not opening up shailas and paskening and answering, but this is paskening shailas. Lipsok is to have a new scenario that's not explicit in the Svarim, and you're asked about it. That's midame milsa lemilsa, that having to compare and extrapolate and analyze. That is something that somebody without experience should not do. And in Mirza Hashem, we will continue in this vein next time.